Welcome to the second hour.
It's not normal.
All right. So even as I speak right now, looking at this huge portfolio of things I wanted to share with you, I am seeing reports. Yeah, let me just share some of these with you. Bandar Abbas Airport was just struck. Okay. Here's another one. Tasnim reports renewed sounds of explosions heard in and around Keshem Island, Iran. Okay, there right now, as I am doing this program, there are Middle East war events occurring. All right, do you understand what I'm saying? This is significant. I can barely do a radio show at this point where there isn't... The war is on, man. Man, okay? The war is on. Now, is this a world war? No, it's not. Okay, again, think of all the players involved. Okay, you've got all of NATO, all across Europe, Russia, China, North Korea, the stuff going on in the Middle East, which is going to lead into the Gog and Magog war. So anyway, Audacity jumped, died on me. But I want, and again, I'll repeat, the war is on right now. We're getting reports of explosions all over the Middle East happening. Trump was very overtly announcing pretty much to everybody, you know, in his weird, creepy, draconian, stinking way. Okay, well, you know, they, you know, kind of messed with the helicopter. So they, you know, I guess we got a right to go in and do this and do that and the other thing. And, you know, all he's saying is, Netanyahu owns me, which it's a fake yet. It's a body double. But anyway, you know, the I should say this SOS owns me, and I'm going to go in and do what the SOS is telling me to do, because I don't want you to close the door on me when I try to, you know, run out of this country before the you know, I all this stuff breaks. Okay, so anyway, it's very important to know that the war is on right now. I could literally sit here and do live blow-by-blow reports. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a look at this right now and see if it's up and running. Oh, my gosh. Now, hold on a second. This live stream recording is not available. All right, so the live stream that I listen to, and by the way, if you want to be aware of it, I'm going to tell you about it right now. You go to YouTube, and you look for World Conflict Live 247. Again, that's... this is all one word. There's no spaces. World Conflict Live 247. Okay, because when the war really gets cooking, these guys go live and they got multiple cameras all over the place and they're doing a blow-by-blow. It's kind of like the people that do the tornado watches and they chase the tornadoes all over the state and they're like, over here in Missouri, we have a high level of likelihood that there's a tornado touching down. Oh, we see a debris field over here. That's how this place is. World Conflict Live 247. All right, and you can say, thank Sister Vera for finding that. That one's a really good one. All right, praise God. So there are attacks taking place right now. I am not surprised. I knew it was coming, but I needed to get this information out. I just can't not do it. All right, praise God. All right, so I'm backspacing my browser. Thank you, Jesus. So again, we have the Taiwanian, is that how you say it? The people of Taiwan have fired HIMARS missiles at China, which is about the dumbest thing you can do if you're in Taiwan. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, I don't get much of anything nowadays. President Donald Trump, breaking news, said that the U.S. is going to hit Iran hard again today. All right, I am not joking, you folks. And guess what? You can believe that it is happening right now because I am getting these reports flowing out of Telegram right now, and there's no doubt to me. Okay, and there's so many things I need to share. But anyway, I'm going to keep on moving against my greater wishes because I only got so much time. All right, praise God. Also, Draco T, all right, told everybody that I kind of think I'm going to go after power plants and bridges, which, by the way, is a war crime. But nobody cares about war crimes, do they? Does anybody care about war crimes? Does any of the evangelical churches care about war crimes? All right. So anyway, so that's in play. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So So again, power plants and bridges, it's unbelievable. Who would do that? Well, guess what? The United States of Babylon the Great. And it's in play right now. All right? All right, and here, this is a clip. Now, like I said, there's a lot more truthful information on mainstream media right now. Now, they leave out the juicy stuff, okay? But, you know, they don't show you any of the real damage. They never report on anything that is truly meaningful. They just kind of graze over the surface. But anyway, here is a report that made it all the way to Jesse Waters on Fox News. And let's take a listen to this.
News alert, Iran's under attack. Trump ordered...
All right, hold on a second.
Defense strikes after an enemy drone. Fox News alert, Iran's under attack. Trump ordered CENTCOM to launch self-defense strikes enemy drone took down an Apache helicopter patrolling the strait. The two pilots were rescued out of the water by an unmanned sea drone operated by Task Force 59 in Bahrain. The drone's Texas-made. It's 24 feet long and can travel 1,000 miles.
All right, so everything that he's saying right now, you have to treat it as a lie. You have to treat it as a lie. Because what they're doing is they're restating Draco T's lies. And therein lies the problem. Now, if you want to understand what actually did in fact happen with that particular helicopter incident. All right, and I've got things I got to play for you. But anyway, Paul Joseph Watson. Okay. All right, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Okay, listen to this. I'm going to play 3 minutes and 30 seconds of this. And this is a United States Navy expert named Malcolm Nance. And I want you to hear the first 3 minutes and 30 seconds because this is actually what happened, not the lies that are dribbling out of the hippo back end of Draco T. All right, here we go. So listen to this. Praise Jesus. I'm bringing it up right now.
From the retaliation now by Iran, what would indicate a de-escalatory strike, something like, hey, we'll retaliate, we'll show strength, but we want to end this, versus Iran wants to continue this and wants to escalate? What types? Kuwait, Bahrain, UAE, Saudi, American bases, what bases, how many missiles?
Iran really doesn't have to do anything. I mean, they could just go about their business tomorrow morning, which is pretty close. It's coming up, right? Dawn's going to be up in about 3 hours, 4 hours. And they don't technically have to do anything. If they're going to do anything, they're going to have to do it now in the next 2 hours or so, which is symbolic launch of ballistic missiles with cheering people out in the streets going, Allahu Akbar. You know, I want to point something out, and it was Lisa, your other host, your other producer, who mentioned this to me, that Ashura is coming, which is the 10 days of Shia Islam's show of devotion to, you know, Khalif Ali and Imam Hussein and Hassan, and where they, you know, show their devotion through acts of, you know, self-sacrifice.
Is that the one where they do this to each other, Sam?
They don't do
hit each other, hit the buddy. No.
I've been in Najaf and Karbala during Ashura and with all of my Shia bodyguards, and they told me the whole thing, right?
I've seen something, they do something like that's this. Yes, I've seen it.
And you gotta take a little blood going, maybe hit yourself with chains. But this is so that they can feel the pain that Ali and Hussein and Hassan felt when they were each killed, and that shows their devotion to their confession of Islam, which is only 15% of Islam, but it's most of Iran. And, you know, I had this debate with this guy yesterday. He was a real right-wing guy, and he kept going, Iran's collapsing. It's cracking from the inside. There was a protest the other day. And I'm like, you think you're going to beat 1,450 years of Shia Islam? Really? No, they're going to go get coffee. They're going to go to the Husaniyah. They're going to go to the mosque. They're going to pray again, and they're going to try to see if they can get a Hajj in this year. And they are not going to pay any attention to your American assessments that they are about to fall. And this is where we constantly underestimate our opponents to the point where, you know, made two guys like wait in the water for 2 hours because they realized you could not bring a rescue helicopter up because there were probably, oh, by the way, we know what we probably know what the munition is, right?
Okay, interesting.
The G358. The Shahed 358 is a loitering munition, right? Which means that it goes up in the air and it can sustain itself up in the air, pulling orbits for hours. And then when it sees a target, it will lock onto that target and then drop down into it. Now, that is radio optically controlled, it could just as simply be a small FPV drone. But we saw these actually used over the UAE a couple of times to pretty good success, where they wait for their target. That's why it's called a loitering kamikaze drone.
All right. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had to take the word of Drake OT, Jesse Waters, or any of these other, I don't know what you want to call them, puppets or whatever, no, I'm going to believe this expert. He obviously knows about the munitions, the specialized munitions, the loitering. I never heard of that. Okay, so, and it's not like I specialize in that kind of stuff, because I don't. So I'm learning things at the same time that you're also learning things. Praise God. All right, thank you, Jesus. So let's go ahead and move over to the rest of these, because I got so much to share with you. All right, so I'm going to play this. This is a, there's so much stuff. If Audacity doesn't stop stalling on me, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like, what a week. But anyway, so let me just play this for you. This is a video that was done by some organization. I want you to hear this, because it was impressive and scary at the same time. All right, now, open Telegram desktop, and here it is.
East Africa, Arabia, and South Asia. It's important, this narrow strait, carrying spices, silk, and gold.
The winds are cruel, but the profits are worth it. Or your life is the price. That is why we call it Bab el Mandeb, the Gate of Tears.
But could the strait make the modern world weep? The strait links East Africa, Arabia, and South Asia. Its importance surged in 1869 with the opening of the Suez Canal, creating a direct route to Europe. And with the discovery of oil in West Asia, it became a lifeline of the global energy. In 2024 alone, about 4.1 billion barrels of oil passed through it, 5% of global supply. If Bab el Mandeb and the Strait of Hormuz were both shut, up to 25% of the world's oil and gas supply could be disrupted.
Two choke points closed, and the system starts to break.
But it's not just energy.
Around 12% of global trade flows through here every day.
Without this route, ships must detour around Africa.
The strait shut, then add 2 weeks and a fortune in fuel.
That detour adds 10 to 14 days to journeys and billions in costs. Since 2023, some major shipping lines, Maersk, MSC, CMA, CGM, have already rerouted, adding an estimated $7 to $9 billion shipping cost annually. There is no real alternative.
Unlike Hormuz, there is no pipeline to replace the Bab el Mandeb.
A full closure would send oil prices soaring, spike inflation, and disrupt global supply chains. Shipping rates, already known to surge 200 to 600% in crises, could climb again. Food security is at risk, too. Wheat, fertilizers, and edible oils pass through here to Africa and West Asia.
More than half our fertilizer comes through Bab el Mandeb.
Closing Bab el Mandeb means losing 95% of our imported fuel and pushing irrigation costs up fourfold. You can imagine the rest.
Europe is especially exposed, as it is relying on this corridor for Persian Gulf oil and LNG, particularly from Qatar.
Only 14% of Europe's total energy imports come from the Middle East. But more critically, half of this continent's jet fuel and one-fifth of its diesel depend directly on the Bab el Mandeb staying open.
And the threat, not theoretical. Recent conflicts have shown how easily this choke point can be closed.
We don't need to sink the world, just close the gate.
Today, Bab el Mandeb is not just a passage of water. It is a strategic pressure point. Control it and you influence global trade itself.
If Sana'a closes the Bab el Mandeb, neither humans nor jinn will be able to reopen it.
So if this gate closes, the tears won't stay here. They will spread across the world, making a flood of biblical proportion. This is the Bab el Mandeb.
All right. A flood, a catastrophe of biblical proportion. And you know what? So true, right? Amen. Okay, because that's where we are right now. Everything that is happening right now is biblical proportion. I had a discussion with one of my trusted colleagues at work, and he was like talking to me, well, what is your plan B? If they lay us all off, what is your plan B? And I said, bro, please, let me try to explain this to you. The things that are happening right now, there is no plan B. Oh, but I could go work someplace and take a pay cut and all this other stuff. I'm like, no, no, you won't. You won't. These jobs that you're seeing posted out there, oh, but I have a friend that got a job. I'm like, yeah, how much? What were they making? Can they pay their mortgage? See, a lot of people don't think about those things, but you have to. The reason why I work and deal with all the stuff that I got to deal with on my job is because I want to give. I want to seed into the kingdom. I don't need a lot to survive. And you know what? I got a plan B if I have to execute on it. I don't want to do it, but I can sell my house as an estate sale, jump on a plane with my dog. And yes, you can take your dog. And I don't like the idea of putting it in a dog carrier in luggage, but you know, American Airlines will accommodate that. And I'm going to Panama. I'll just show up in Panama and I'll become an expat. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, I'm working with somebody over in Qatar right now that's helping me along with some of the information because he's been studying it for years and years and years. Now, this is not my first choice, by the way, but it's a very attractive plan B. If I need a parachute and I need to get out, you know what I'm saying. All right, so praise God. So anyway, I wanted to go ahead and share that with you, and let's jump back over to some of these other ones. All right, so I'm looking down through these things. Hold on just a second. Okay, so I'm going to play this little clip for you. It's a clip about what's known as the Day of Deception. There's actually a book of the same name, okay? And hold on a second. And this particular person, he prefaces the video with, here's a video that Israel would love to be scrubbed from the internet. Well, I'm going to play it for you. And he's right. All right. This is going way back in time. Listen to this.
Israeli request to stop the distribution of a book that contains some pretty damning information about the Israeli secret service, the Mossad. If it is true, here's ABC's John Martin.
The most sensational claim in the book involves this bloody day, the Beirut Marine Barracks bombing. The book says Israeli agents kept vital information from U.S. Marines that might have saved the lives of 241 Americans killed here. Israeli government sources deny this account, but according to the book, an Israeli informant saw a Mercedes truck being fitted with secret panels for explosives. Israeli troops were told to be on the lookout for the truck, but the book says the Israelis intentionally gave the Americans only a vague warning, not mentioning the kind or size of vehicle. The book says Israeli intelligence was willing to let the terrorists succeed to protect their sources and out of contempt for U.S. intelligence. It says agents withheld information on U.S. hostages for similar reasons. In Toronto today, the author was under a court-ordered gag not to discuss the book or the case.
You see, there's two restrictions. There's one restriction that I can't talk about what I learned or have done in the Mossad, and the other restriction is I cannot talk about anything that's in the book.
Israeli officials confirm that Viktor Ostrovsky worked for the Mossad in the 1980s. Alarmed by the contents of the book, they got it temporarily blocked in Canada and the United States.
It's the position of the Israeli government that the information contained in the book could very well lead to the identification of employees of the Mossad and could jeopardize their lives.
But the book's introduction says it does not name active agents and gives only initials. Sure. It does say that more than two dozen senior Israeli agents routinely gather intelligence in the United States. Late today, the book was put out for sale in New York after the court lifted its restraining order. The publishers claimed victory, but the Israeli embassy said it will still pursue its action against the author. John Martin, ABC News, Washington.
What do you know? Doesn't that kind of, that reminds me of the USS Liberty event and Billy Graham calling up Richard Nixon and warning him about the synagogue of Satan. Come on. Anyway, so let's go back and plow through some more of these. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, all these bombs are going off. I'm missing everything. No, I'm kidding. So praise God. So anyway, let's see. Okay, so this... Okay, there's this one. I want to share a lot of these with you. All right, so... I want to play this for you. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I don't have anything. Hezbollah infiltrated Israel for the second time in 2006. Oh, okay. All right, praise God. Hold on just a second. Okay, praise God. So at this point, I'm looking at all of the reports that I have here, and there's a lot of them that are just comparatively insignificant to the things that I just shared with you thus far. I can tell you that I've had a personal experience as of recent. I had to get some more shredded cheese for my keto omelets in the morning, and I went ahead and bought a package of shredded cheddar and a, you know, it's like a 32 ounce. I got another package of cheese snacks that, quite frankly, I give them to my puppy dog because she loves cheese, and I can't not give them to her. She freaks out. So anyway, so I that's that. And then and I got 2 18 packs of eggs. Total price $33. Okay. Actually, probably about six of that was a delivery fee. Because with my job, I can't go to the store and shop. Johnny, why don't you just go over to a Super Walmart and save a few bucks? I can't. Okay. People ask me, like, well, what is it that you do for work that prevents you from being, well, like, I can't even, like, order a salad, okay, and, like, you know, because I'm handcuffed to my desk. So anyway, it's all good. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for my job. All right. And thank you for your prayers. Believe me, I'm praying for you. You believe that I'm praying for you because I am. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to go ahead. Now, we already know about the loitering munitions that expert from the military shared, and how that was almost certainly, in his opinion, what caused the helicopter incident. I do believe that he's accurate on the loitering device, because there was some statements made regarding that it didn't blow up the chopper. It just whatever the bomb part of it was that was supposed to hit the chopper and blow it up actually lodged itself in the side of the chopper's metal frame. It didn't blow up. So the chopper did not blow up either. So the stories are all convoluted. They're all over the place. But why? Why would they be? Because we got Hippo Man. Okay, so, I mean, it's like there's only so much you can do about it. And you know what? We have so many people that we need to pray for. We need to be praying for one another. We need to be praying for the people that are at work. We need to pray that our Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, please send an innumerable company of angels of light and love in your presence down in the dreams and visions. This is Job 33, 14, and 15. God speaks once, yea, twice, but man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, he saves their souls from the pit and seals their instruction. Okay, I pray that. I can explain. I could say, yes, we had a Muslim guest that was converted to Christ, and that was how he met Jesus, because it was because of a dream or a vision. And he came on the radio show. This was over 10 years ago. And I told him that we were praying like that. And he said, oh, please, please don't stop. Believe me, I don't stop. I hope that you don't stop either. All right, praise God. So now I'm just going to kind of rifle down through these things and make mention of them. So Canadian churches are banned from all prayer, praise, evangelism, whatever, outside of the walls of the church. Now, there are individuals that were making comments under this collage of various pastors commenting on the desperately bad situation in Canada regarding the stifling of the gospel and the jailing of those who dare to praise God, pray outside, sing songs, or do anything outside the walls of the church. Okay, that is for real. But then you've got these, what are these things? They claim that they're pastors, and they make comments, and they're like, that is a, you know, terrible misrepresentation of the true facts of them. And I'm like, what demonic hole did you crawl out from under? But I have to keep on hanging my head down and say, Father, please, place a spirit of forgiveness upon my heart. Help me to remember that I'm not from here. I'm not staying here. And we're going to leave soon. And none of this stuff matters in the grand scheme of all of eternity. And I just pray, Father, please, please, place peace upon my heart. Place peace upon all of our hearts. Let us not be drugged into emotions that have to do with having one foot in the earth. Yes, it's frustrating. Wash it away in a deep blue sea of your love and forgetfulness. In Jesus' name. I have to do that all the time. I do, because I get my dander up. I just can't believe the things that I'm seeing out there. So anyway, I'll keep on plowing through these things while the bombs are dropping. All right, and I'm kind of keeping one eye. I'm doing the chameleon thing. I got a right eye looking over here at my telegram as I'm going through these various things. Now, this one here, and I'm not going to read it because it's going to take too much time. This one here is from a candidate in South Carolina who lost. This particular candidate was an America First candidate, okay? But what this candidate said after they lost their election, which was a surefire win, was that the Zionist occupation over the United States government is even more powerful than I ever imagined. And it's true. And when you realize that this is of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, that none of this stuff should even be happening, and look at the entities that are backing it, and look at the rabid ignorance, it's just so sad. For if our Lord God tests the righteous by measuring their hearts, for Samuel 16:7b. Oh my. I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that report card. And none of us would be. All right, praise Jesus. We should be happy. As miserable as these things are, we should be happy that we knew them. Because if we didn't, can you imagine? Can you imagine the impact on our eternities? Would Jesus want you to be his bride if you were rooting on people that were slaughtering babies? I don't think so. But hey, who am I? All I know is I've been going through a sanctification, a mighty sanctification for many, many years, and I'm not perfect. But I'll tell you what, my heart aches and I bawl like a baby all the time. Not because I'm wimpy or anything, but my heart aches for them. Do you know that there was a note left outside of the house of a Christian family that lived in southern Lebanon? And they said to the approaching IDF, "We are Christians. Mistake number one. We are Christians. Please don't bomb our house. We would like to come back to our house. We don't have anywhere else to go." Now, can you imagine how unbelievably sad that is? That they don't understand that the military that's approaching their house hates Christians? They think Jesus is boiling in a vat of feces for eternity, and they say it out loud. Oh, Lord, please, in the name of Jesus, give me a spirit of peace over my heart. Remind me that we are to keep our minds stayed on things above and not on things of this earth, Colossians 3:3. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Keep us going. Keep us going. All right, so we need to prepare ourselves. Spend much more time in praise and worship. Much more time in praise and worship. If you can speak in tongues and you're not speaking in tongues for like, you know, a large chunk of the morning when you're praying, hopefully, I mean, you might be praying at night, whenever it is, it doesn't matter. The point I'm trying to make is, if you got the gift of speaking in tongues, let me tell you something. That bypasses the petition process. I have a book that was given to me by my sister. It's called, I think it's entitled like 300 Reasons Why You Should Be Speaking in Tongues, something like that. I never even opened up the cover. Because my experience with the Lord told me something that's not in any books. Now, this was a long time ago. I was 22 years old and extremely backslidden. I was so backslidden, I left grease trails of sin wherever I went. Because I was once saved, always saved, you see. Because that's what they taught me. That's what everybody told me. And I believed it. Which meant that I had a ticket to heaven already. And I could do whatever abomination I wanted. And you know what? At this time, I was so backslidden that I really wasn't even thinking about it. I was with some friends, some party buddies, up in North Chicago. And we decided we were going to go. Remember, I was only 22 and I'm 64 now. So it was a long, long time ago. But we got in the car. There's four of us. And we drove north because we were going to go up and party in Milwaukee. But we decided to stop and party for a little while in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know, where they filmed That 70s Show and all that. But anyway, so we found this little road where there was a closed golf course, seasonal golf course. And we were like, oh, let's just go down that little road and we'll go down and party there in the dark. So we did. We all drove down there, sitting in it was my car, it was a red car, but I couldn't drive because I was too impaired. And I let some other guy named Daryl drive. And we're down there and we're partying, you know, drinking beer and all this other stuff and worse things, trust me. And there's a guy in the back seat, I forget his name, but he found one of my pair, I'm really into optics, and he found a pair of binoculars in the back. Anyway, so he's looking out the front of the window, windshield. And we're all just kind of yucking it up and telling jokes and all that kind of stuff and whoop-de-doing. And he's looking out the windshield and doesn't yell it loud, but he's like, guys, there's police coming down here. And we're like, oh, get out of here. Come on. Nobody can see us. You're full of it. You know, blah, 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 blah. I grabbed the binoculars out of his hands and I looked through them and so did the other guy. And we're like, there were police. More than one police car coming down this one. It's a single lane road. It's a single lane road. So in our brilliance, in our impaired state, we decide we're going to evade the police, right? And we're going to drive up the single lane road and kind of wave at them and just drive right by and say, hey, guys, have a nice night. See you later. We're on our way to Milwaukee. That's when the lights came on. In fact, in matter of no time, there were six Kenosha, Wisconsin police cars, full lights of flashing, and they had their radio. There's a switch that they can flip, and they can run their dispatch radio out their PA system so they can listen to the dispatch while they're getting ready to arrest these four evil guys in this car. And they're going through. They said, you boys, put your hands on the hood. So all four of us are up there. I got my hands on the hood. Now, listen, I've never been arrested for nothing. 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 I haven't had a speeding ticket in like 30 years. Okay, so no, maybe 25. I can't remember exactly. But anyway, it's been that long. So here's the thing. So here I am, seeped in sin, about to be arrested because he got two cops going through the back of the car, which luckily was a really bad mess. So they were really having to root through a lot of, you know, junk and looking for stuff. Now, remember, I'm 22 and I got my hands on the car and the lights are flashing and everything. And I'm impaired. So that was really messing with my head. And I was like, I just decided to start praying in tongues. So there with my hands on the front of my car, while my car is getting searched and I'm getting ready to go to jail for a life-changing event, probably for no less than 10 years, if I'm let out with good behavior. And I was, you know, Koroba Shanda Sakiti Alalaba Shanda Yamasakiya Sanda Sakuta Sasiya Lalaba Shanda Yamasasiti Alabakonda Yamasaki. So I'm like that with my hands on the front of the car, and all of a sudden, through one of the PA systems on one of the Kenosha Police Department cars, I hear 429 All police or whatever, go respond to a 706 at 425 East Main Street, yada, yada, blah, blah. And those police jumped out of my car and they yelled, throw this stuff away, punk. And they jumped in their cars and they drove all away. There we are standing on this one lane road in the middle of the night or in the darkness, late at night, probably about 10:30 p.m. in the wintertime or roughly. And they're gone. All we heard was crickets. So what do a bunch of party kids do when that happens? They go, wow, this is great. Let's go to Milwaukee. But see, it wasn't until, let me see, how long was it? If I was 22. Alexa, how many years ago is it? Would a 64-year-old, I can't even think about how to ask it. She says, I don't know how to give you the answer. Of course you don't, because I didn't frame it right. But anyway, I don't know how many years ago that was, but that had to have been, let me see, 37, 38, 39, 40, about 40, maybe more years ago than that. 41, 42, 43, I don't know. But anyway, without doing the math, think about it. The Lord witnessed unto my heart. Many, 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 many decades later. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, because I knew the scripture so well. And I knew that, you know, Psalm 66:18 says, if you have iniquity on your heart, the Lord will not hear. And there's another verse in John, I think it's in the Gospel of John or whatever, and it says something similar, you know, the words of a sinner the Lord will not listen to, or something along that line. I can't remember. But the point is this. 30 plus years later, I remember that incident, and I say to myself, oh my Lord, thank you, Jesus, because it dawned on me that I had bypassed the petition process. By speaking in tongues. It went directly into the throne room and God answered it on the spot and all the police took off. Or you wouldn't be hearing me right now. I'll tell you that. That would have been a hard right departure from where I am right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 37 minutes into the second hour. All right. So anyway, we have that comment by how much the Zionist occupation owns our government. Yes, you are right. As a matter of fact, really, folks, it's game over. I know I have that little ditty, you know, the little news bite and everything, and at the end it says, game over. Well, folks, this is biblical game over. The stuff that's happening right now, how far down the road are we going to get? I still believe things are going to happen in 2030. I still believe that is their target. Everything is moving forward like crazy toward that target date. Okay, then you have Apophis. Apophis is going to be the near-Earth object that hits the Earth, okay, as the meteor that causes the great earthquake in Revelation 6:12 and Ezekiel 38:19. Okay, that meteor is almost certainly Apophis. It arrives by the Earth on 2029. What do you know? 1 year before 2030. I think that's not a coincidence. But, you know, I could be wrong. Because if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet, as they ought to know. 1 Corinthians 8:2, right? All right. So video footage on this particular email that I sent myself for the program shows explosions in Bahrain's capital, Manama, and the authorities said it. There was an Iranian missile strike. And there was a lot of footage that came out. A lot of footage that came out. As a matter of fact, Iran, after, you know, the Draco T did his first, stupid move last night, 21 strategic sites were struck by Iran. But you didn't hear that on Jesse Waters. All right, and on we go. Paul Joseph Watson, he makes a comment regarding what happened over in Ireland, you don't want to mess with the Irish. Remember the Irish Republican Army? And there's some great movies. What is it? Patriot Games, right? With Brad Pitt. Anyways, so that, you remember the Irish Republican Army stuff? That was brutal stuff. Folks, okay, that stuff is, you don't want to mess with the Irish, okay? And they have pushed the Irish people too far with their importing of all of this stuff that they're doing, okay? And the Irish people are over it, and they're setting buildings on fire. I mean, it is absolutely insanely out of control. And what really kicked it off was some blankety blank, okay, was holding down a white individual, an Irishman, okay, on the ground and literally sawing his head off in the middle of the road. And the people of Ireland said, that's it. We have had enough. And they started lighting buildings on fire and police cars on fire and buses on fire. They're getting hit by water cannons. It's absolutely insane. And this is a little commentary here by Paul Joseph Watson talking about what's going on there after the beheading attempt. Praise God. He used to be a regular on Alex Jones before he went sideways.
In the video, one of the most disturbing things you'll ever witness on the streets of Belfast. A Sudanese maniac doing the most depraved thing to another human being. Now look at this from just a week ago. New Belfast mayor highlights drive towards diversity in the city. Diversity enriches our city and the lives of all of our citizens, and I will champion that diversity. Well, that aged like milk. Northern Ireland's justice minister didn't want people to watch the video.
I do not want to see ramping up of tensions.
It's the dangerous narratives we really need to stop. With Belfast being one of the government's top asylum dispersal areas, Belfast councillor Carl White's primary concern. I would also ask people not to engage with far-right elements who will use this incident in an attempt to sow division. People being angry about it is the bigger outrage. To gaslight, distract, and cover up why this keeps happening over and over again.
I miss the good old days of Alex Jones when he wasn't deceived. And he's pridefully, you know, there for a while he started to catch on again. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, praise God. He's actually going to make a contribution to stuff like he used to do. Oh, no, wrong answer. He slipped right back into the pit, and he's back to Draco T worship. So forget about him. Just write him off. He's worthless. He really is. He's totally worthless. Anybody who's worshiping Draco T, don't bother with him. As a matter of fact, if I see somebody worshiping Draco T on my X feed, I kill it. I just block them. I want them to see that big block sign coming up on their feed. Not that it really matters, because I'm not a contributor anyways. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lindsey Graham compares Trump to God after his fifth South Carolina primary win since 2003. He actually says, you know, that he's, you know, godlike. I'm like, what? You gotta be. Dear Heavenly Father, please pour out a spirit of peace upon my heart. Remind me to keep my mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world, that I am not from here, I am not staying here, and death has no grip over me. Praise your holy name and allow it to wash away into a deep blue sea of your divine peace and holy forgiveness. In Jesus' name. I got to do that all the time. I got to do it all the time. It drives me nuts. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Because I have a heart. I have a major heart. My heart gets me into trouble all the time. Okay. So anyway, there's a lot of reports about that attempted beheading dynamic. And I'm not going to go into all of those. All right. Here we go. All right. Praise God. So Pakistan, get this, talking about World War. Pakistan attacked several, I don't know what you call them, provinces, states, compartments. What do you call them in Afghanistan? I don't know. But anyway, Pakistan bombed a whole bunch of stuff in Afghanistan and made them real mad. Okay, that's because, as far as Pakistan was concerned, there were terrorists in them there hills. And so they went ahead and bombed the dickens out of it and really made the Afghanistanians, or whatever you call them. I have another nickname that I used to use, but I can't use that on. I can't do it anymore. Okay. It says in Colossians 3, It's right around Colossians 3:3, might be 3:4, but in that area you will see that Paul instructs. He says, "And the filthy language out of your mouth." So we really need to watch. Well, I always pray. That's one of the things I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, please cleanse and totally purify my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my flesh, my record-keeping books in heaven, my robe and gown in heaven, my blank, which I cannot repeat, and tame my tongue and make it pure so that I only say kind, loving things. Amen. All right, so anyway, So there's lots and lots of reports about, you know, Sunday's retaliation against Israel reshaped the calculus for over the Lebanon and all this other stuff. Folks, there was never, ever an inkling of possibility that this SOS was going to stop going after Greater Israel to bring in their Messiah. I'm sorry, did I say that right? Wait, did I clear my throat enough? Which is exactly how I feel when I think about them. Oh, Lord, please, give me peace. Give me peace. Oh, I don't know. I admire Candace Owens. Way to go. I admire Tucker Carlson. Way to go. Okay. Praise God that somebody's willing. You know, they might not have all their facts straight, but praise God somebody is willing to stand up and say something. I loved it. That little bit where Candace Owens attacks Rabbi Shmuley and says that you're the synagogue of Satan, Jews that are not Jews, and she actually quotes the scripture out of Revelation about it. Right there where Rabbi Shmuley, this guy is a sick, very sick individual. Very, very, very. Father, give me peace. Okay. This is how I feel all the time. Looking at all this stuff, it's just awful. All right. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We're at the 46 minute mark on the second hour. So we got that. We've got, it says Hezbollah has infiltrated Israel for the first time since 2006. Washington's response plan turned out not to exist for that particular issue. Shops owned by foreigners are now being burned to the ground in Belfast. You just heard, Paul Joseph Watson's commentary on that. All right. Also, according to the information that is available out there, they have these driverless trucks. Now, get this. I don't know where these are located. I don't think they're operating in the United States of Babylon the Great. However, there are these driverless trucks that can go over 400,000 miles for long hauls in a single job. Can you believe that? So this is all stuff that's being triggered by AI. Another thing that's being triggered by AI are developers' jobs. The people that program the cloud, which is where almost everything that you access when you pull out your phone and you open up a little app like Kindle or whatever it is on your cell phone, that stuff resides in a cloud. Now, what is a cloud? A cloud is located in a data center, and these are not on physically hardware. It's not physical hardware. There are not racks of servers. Now, I used to go in and inspect companies that had racks of servers, and I could name the companies, but I can't name them, if you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, the point is, the cloud are virtual. It's all virtual, and they can stand up 100 servers in a matter of about, 20, 30 minutes. Especially if they have everything pre-configured in advance, so they can pop them out. So they can roll servers over as quick as can be. And I have to evaluate the security of these operations. And guess what's happening? Do you know what the average salary or the rough average salary is of a programmer that programs the cloud? About somewhere in the range of $280,000 to $330,000 a year. Oh, and almost all of them are H-1B visas. Oh, from guess where? From the people that are serving you at the Tim Hortons all over Canada. Ta-da-da-da-da-da! Okay. Oh, Lord, save us all. Praise you, Jesus. Come and get us! Come and get us! Thank you, Father. All right, so All right, I'm just looking for a few more things to share with you. All right, so here's a report where, and I saw the actual, it's so sad, But, okay, so I'm going to play this for you. Because we had the time. A little bit of time. Not much. So, now, I'm going to share with you this, the title of the video first. And it says, we brought AOC, and yes, you did hear that right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But anyway, who is deeply involved in the darkest lies associated with J6. Oh, what a mess that was. Oh, and guess what? Draco T was lying the whole time, just like he lied. See, a lot of people are starting to think because they have these little rumor mills that fly around TikTok. I deeply, deeply dislike TikTok. Deeply, deeply. Because it's a festering wound in the information that's available in the world, which is already difficult enough to vet. And everybody's out there saying all kinds of things. There's no such name as Jesus. It's got to be Yahuwah. And I'm like, that's interesting, because every single general of God who had divine healing, like A.A. Allen, Smith, Wigglesworth, Lester, Summerall, he's, Charles and Francis Hunter, the list goes on, all the way back into the 1800s. Every single one of them used Jesus as his name. Oh, that's really it's connected to the word Zeus, and you've got it all wrong. His name is this, his name is that. Look, if I was going to pick a name to call Jesus that was anything other than Jesus, okay, I would just go back to Mel Gibson's movie, Passion of the Christ, because he gets it right. So when they say Yeshu, that's correct. All this Yahuwah, that is not correct. But people love to do it. I guess the more syllables there's in the name of whatever they call it, you know, and I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. It's not how it works. And so in the TikTok world, they're all talking amongst one another and saying things like, what's his name? Kirk was not killed. Kirk was killed. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something right now. I have proof that would hold up in a court of law. I have a photograph that has a picture of the Mossad agent that was directing the strike, that was using the hand signals. Now, granted, there's been some speculation, and a lot of people were correct when they said it wasn't a 30-06. Of course it wasn't. It would have passed, it would have like gone into the next county if it was a 30-06 for crying out loud. But anyway, they're trying to say that, you know, Charlie Kirk didn't die. And I'm like going, oh, no. So I'm done with it. I'm not chasing after anybody anymore. If they want to believe something, go ahead and believe it. I got the proof. I have the proof. It turns out that the Mossad agent with the black sunglasses that was standing behind Charlie Kirk making hand signals is also the same guy that was at the faked Butler County faked assassination. I got a photograph with the same guy at both locations. It's all fake, folks. Oh, and do you think that, little what's-her-name, when she was all giggly and everything, you know, say, oh, there's going to be shots fired tonight in this dinner event? Yeah. Come on, folks. You know, how thick do we got to be? If you've got that much calcium on your pituitary gland, you need to seek medical attention. Pray about it or something. Speak in tongues. Well, if you have that much calcium in your pituitary gland, you probably can't even speak in tongues, even if you had the gift. All right, praise God. So anyway, let me see if I can play this. I know it's 53 minutes into the second
When the
hour.
Blasting started, it went on a couple of months.
Oh, I can't. All right, so anyway. So AOC is down there, and she's interviewing this little old lady whose house is only about, I don't know, a half a mile down the road. And I think they said it was an Amazon data center. Amazon's got a lot of data centers. A lot of data centers. Even over in the Middle East, in the GCC countries. The GCC countries are pretty much every country that's not Iran, for the most part. And Lebanon is split between Sunni and Shia. It's got both of them. A lot of them have both of them, actually. Iraq has both of them. All right. But the one that is almost 90% Shia, which are the ones that you don't want to mess with. And those are the Iranians. And if you have the ability to get Apple TV and watch the series entitled Tehran, do it. It is the most accurate, factual, unbelievable, freak me out series I have ever seen. It is riveting. If you're a Bourne Identity type of person, you will absolutely love it. And I'm telling you, it's so popular that now they're coming out with, yes, believe it or not, a fourth season. I can't wait till that comes out. All right, praise God. So anyway, and man, the Mossad is, anything that you think that you may have heard about the Mossad that was like evil and mean and murderous, multiply it times 5,000 and you might come close. Might. That is a very twisted organization. Very. In fact, words cannot describe. But anyway, AOC's down here talking to his little old lady. Well, what happened was the vibrations, when they were building the data center, they needed to make basements. So they had ordnance, explosions, boom, 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 and it shook the ground. Well, guess what? This little old lady's house, her entire ceiling came down. Yeah. Her whole ceiling came down, and she's living in a house with ceiling debris all over the place. And I know a little bit about that because when the guys installed my toilet upstairs here, because I had to get a new one, I had no choice, believe me. It was not good. But anyway, the guy did not twist tight enough the bolt to the cutoff valve, and it dripped, drip, 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 and didn't have the time at the time to put down my water leak detectors because I was too busy on a project and I had to be, handcuffed to my, desk on Zoom calls with, clients. So I just never really thought about it at the time. Don't get me wrong. I'll go back and put those water detectors out because I'm super paranoid about that stuff. But let me tell you something. My ceiling crashed down in the dining room. But the owner of the company, which I'm not going to name, the name of the company, came over to my house. And long story short, he sent this guy. And yes, the guy was, believe it or not, a Mexican. Mexicans are the best. The absolute best. Six Mexicans could probably build a house in 30 minutes. It is unbelievable. I have had them change out my roof, and it was, words cannot describe. This guy that they sent over to fix the roof that collapsed in my dining room, he spent a good 8 hours doing it. But you go down in my dining room right now and you look at it, you cannot detect a single, you can't see anything. It's pure white. I don't know how he blended the colors perfectly together, but there is no sign of anything. This guy was brilliant. Oh, but Trump and ICE and everything else under the sun. And I'm like, get away from the state of Florida, you evil Draco hippo thing. Huh. Oh, wait. Dear Heavenly Father, please, in the name of Jesus, give me peace. Remind me in Jesus' name that I'm not from here. I'm not staying here. And death does not have power over us. Give us peace. Help us keep our minds stayed on things above. And let all this frustration float to the bottom of the deep blue sea, Father, by your anointing, and Jesus, by your infinite love, we pray. Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, I could still continue to rifle down some of these things about the chopper being shot down, 100 days of Israeli attacks in Lebanon. Do you know that there's been 100 days of Israeli attacks on Lebanon? They're going to kill all the Christians. That's what they do. He spit on him. It's a disgrace. Oh, wait a minute. Now I sound like Draco T. I take that back. What's a worse word than disgrace? What's one that's like five times worse? I got to bring out the thesaurus. All right. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right. Oh, and also the Ebola deaths are continuing to increase. I feel terrible about this for Brother Sammy Mwangi at Pipes International. They need all the support they can get right now. I declare the holy fire of God, a thorny hedge of protection, and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to blow it white hot and completely surround all the people in Pipes International, that they shall not be touched by this deadly strain of Ebola in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. It just goes on. Senior Israeli politicians on Channel 14 in Israel say, our position is clear. We are at war. Iran must pay a heavy price for targeting Israeli citizens. Yeah. Because you want to go in and slaughter them. You want to go in and slaughter all the babies. Because you are Babylonian Talmud, Synagogue of Satan entities. But you know what? We're not from here, and we're not staying here. And if I was to take my best estimation, I don't really think it's very, very long before we are truly at world war. When all the alien demons, according to the little boy, come flying down in their chariots, like it says in 2 Ezra 15, verse 28, in their chariots, and they fly like the wind upon the earth, and all those who can hear them will fear and tremble. Read 2 Ezra 15. Go ahead. But make sure that you read the one that's on the web, from sacred-texts.com, because it's the only one that I'm aware of that is incredibly accurate. And oh, by the way, it just so happens that it mentions the horrible star in verse 40. It's all there, folks. 14 books of the Apocrypha that were included in the 1611 King James that were ripped out by the devil. And there's a whole bunch more where they came from. The Testament of Amaron, as I shared with you on the show that I didn't put show in front of, that many of you probably didn't listen to. But in that one, praise God, okay, Nibiru, Planet X, Short Hot Summers and Cold Winters. And it was other shows that I talked about this. The Testament of Amaron was part of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And in there you have the person talking, and he's like, you there, you have lies like a viper, who are you? And it's like, we were given, you know, power to lord it over man, and all this kind of creepy word. And I'm like, come on. Anyway, get us out of here, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will give us an anointing of peace, that you will give us an anointing of determination, that you will give us an anointing that we're able to stay frosty in Jesus' name and watch for that thief to come. For if we had known when the thief was going to show up, we would have been watching. Hallelujah. And we know that the time is now. We know that we are part of the fig tree generation, and we praise your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, for you alone are worthy. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon us. Keep your people safe. Keep their jobs safe in the name of Jesus. Please, Jesus, we beseech you. We beseech you and the Father. Please do not give us a rock when we ask for a fish. Allow, please, Father, your word to come back with no voids. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you forever and ever. Oh, and by the way, I'm really hungry. Well, not that much, but I will be. We'll all be really, really hungry by the time the wedding supper's ready. So please, Lord, count us all worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you. In Jesus' mighty name, in your mighty name, thank you for being so kind, loving, and merciful. Thank you for helping us understand that we are all but unworthy tax collectors with a contrite spirit and tears in our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. praise you, Jesus.